Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, best people I know. That's you. Look in the mirror. Love hugs. Feeling it through the airwaves. How are you doing today? I don't know where you are, but here in New England, I'm in the greater Boston area. Wow. Fall is here. The leaves are ablaze. The air is crisp and cool. It's just beautiful, but I'm just trusting wherever you are on this beautiful planet Earth that we're all in, that you're having a great day and you're getting ready to get some new tools that you can use to discover how amazing your life is, how you can be your best. We have a great guest today, Steve Alscher. He has just written a book that ended up winning the Self-Help Book of the Year Award, and he's really into reinvention and, you know, how to discover how fabulous you truly are. You always feel better when that's going on. And I want to remind you that if you haven't visited my website, which is greenskyandbluegrass.com, you can, you know, just type that in as all one word, or you can go greenskydeb and that'll come up too. But greenskyandbluegrass.com. And check out my site and look on the right-hand side because there's a monthly motivational newsletter that you can sign up for. And at the top of the month, I'll get you all the great guests that we have. We have some phenomenal people coming up next month as well. We're actually booked through to February now. And you're just not going to want to miss out because these people are amazing and they're going to help you get these new ideas so that you can grow and change and be your best. And it's all good. It's all good. So, all right, enough about all that. Let me tell you about our reinvention expert, Steve Alscher. Yes, he is the author of the 2010 Self-Help Book of the Year called Journey to You. He's also host of Reinvention Radio and founder of the Reinvention Workshop. Steve believes we are each born with an inherent blueprint that we must heed in order to make an inordinate difference in both our life and the lives of others. Steve reinvented his own life in 2007 while he was sitting bedside at his stepfather's bed, who was gravely ill. And Steve was holding his hand, and he had a profound vision of his own funeral. And these words were really like a graveside haunt, which still drives him to this day. And this is what he visualized. Here lies Steve Alscher. He dedicated his life to chasing the almighty dollar. Whoa. Okay, say that a little fast. These words hit him hard, and it immediately became clear that his life, to that point, was of benefit to him and those closest to him, but no one else. Though he had experienced financial success as a lifelong entrepreneur, he still felt unfulfilled. And how many of us can identify with what Steve is saying? The next day, Steve began a 180-degree shift so that he could share the tools, shortcuts, and principles that have helped propel him and others he shared this knowledge with forward to begin shaping their legacy, not only to have a positive impact in their own lives, but in those that they shall meet. And it is a great pleasure to bring on the air and introduce to everybody Steve Alscher. Thanks for being with us today, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Wow. You have just done so much and continue to change every day. And I know that you believe that there's one thing, one big thing that listeners need to get that will prevent them from living their life of happiness and fulfillment and purpose. And it might be great to just start out by letting people know what that is.
Absolutely. And thanks for the kind words and introduction there as well. So it is a fact, a known fact, that once you discover what it is that you're compelled to do, everything really does fall into place. And so what I strongly believe is that until you can identify what I call your what, and so the question is, what is your what? What is that one thing that you are absolutely compelled to do? Until you can answer that question, you will really just meander through life, never really getting to where you were predestined to go. But once you can answer that question, and once you can identify that unique element that lies within, that separates you from the billions of other beings that walk this planet, and you're clear on honoring that which has chosen you, as opposed to that which you have chosen, ultimately that makes all of the difference. And once you discover what your what is, you'll be fired up to jump out of bed every day. There won't be enough hours in the day to get done what you've got to get done. And things that used to bother you will absolutely carry a lot less weight. So the one thing is the discovery of your what.
You know, that is so important. You said so many powerful things there. And I completely agree. I think that we spend so much of our life comparing and despairing and trying to be like somebody else instead of realizing that everything on earth has a purpose. You know, your cars, your toasters, your computers. So I don't know why we think as human beings that we're not designed, as you call it, with a specific blueprint. And when you're doing that and you know that that's what you're supposed to do, I love how you say it just automatically falls into place, and you don't have to be fighting, I guess, the up, you know, going upstream like the salmon to spawn and die. You're going to be going with the current. And I
yep.
think that that terminology that you created, what is your what, you know, that's so easy to remember. What is your what? And if we stay focused on that, it really helps. In your book, and I love your book because it has great visuals. I love pictures. I love imageries. You have a lot of questions in your book. So I'm just letting listeners know, he won this number one award in this book because it will really make a difference in your life. So you can go to his website, you can get the book on Amazon, but if you go to Steve's website, which is, tell everybody what your website is so they can see everything that you're doing and how to get the book.
Sure. The website, which will give you a lot more information about me and the work that I'm doing, and there's a free 1.5-hour webinar right there on the homepage and a number of other wonderful tools to leverage. That's Steve Olsher, OLSHER.com. But what I encourage people to do, if you're interested in the book, is to go to journeytoyou.com. That's T-O, not the number two, but journeytoyou.com. And you can actually pick up a free copy of my book, Journey to You, A Step-by-Step Guide to Becoming Who You Were Born to Be. So it's right there for the taking. All you got to do is go to journeytoyou.com and you can grab a free copy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so everybody, all right, we have a lot of listeners on iTunes. Just go do that right now because it's like you are worth this effort. Trust me, it's an awesome, awesome book. You're going to love it. I did, and I have to go back. It's one of those things that you can pick up and do a chapter at a time if you'd like. But, you know, so we're talking you and Socrates, you know, the unexamined life isn't worth living. I'm just loving that theme song. So, you know, we're listening, we're believing that. I love your what is your what. So somebody listening, I think the next question would be, all right, that's great. I love what Steve's saying. I want to do it. But how do I discover what my what is? Can you tell us how to do that?
Absolutely. There are three easy steps that you can follow to begin the pursuit of discovering what your what is. And this is separate from the exercise, which you'll find in the book Journey to You, which teaches you literally in about 15 minutes how to discover specifically what your what is. But these three steps that I'm about to give you will absolutely get you on path to beginning to discover what your what is. And so number one, I encourage people to give themselves both the time and the permission to begin discovering their what. And I know that might seem fairly, well, mundane, but the fact of the matter is that in our society, we are always moving and grooving and doing this, that, and the other, and we seldom give ourselves the gift of time and grant ourselves the permission to invest in ourselves. And there's really only two ways to use your time. You can spend your time or you can invest your time. And far too few of us invest our time, and especially invest our time in ourselves. So that's number one, is you've got to grant yourself that time and give yourself permission to begin this process of discovery. And for some, that could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could be a walk in the park. For other nutcases like me, it could be Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it could be, you know, I mean, who knows what it might be, but at least find that place of some sort of therapeutic place of solace where you can really begin to let your mind go and dig into who you inherently are. Number two, a lot of people just have to get out of denial about what their what is. Because I do believe that we all have that gift, and I believe that at some point we were able to tap into that gift. But life happens, and you just never know why you end up on the wrong path. But denial, I think, has a lot to do with it, either because you are living by societal expectations, or you are afraid, you have fear, you don't have money, you don't have knowledge, you don't have time, whatever all of the excuses are that you put in your own way. Just natural. I mean, so many people are flat out in denial about what their what is. And then number three, you may just have to go farther back in your life to reconnect with what your what is. And so, well, I'll give you an example. Let's say maybe you loved to paint when you were a child, and your favorite color was blue, and your mama's favorite color was white, and all of her carpet was white, and all your paint was blue, and one day the two met, and it wasn't one of those Reese's peanut butter cup moments where, you know, everyone's happy and chocolate meets peanut butter. I mean, your blue carpet hit that blue paint, hit that white carpet, and you got yelled at, and you basically figured, hey, you know, art really isn't worth the price of pain, and then you buried that for the nether reasons, never to be heard from by anyone, including you, ever again. And so some people just have to go back farther in their lives and reconnect with what their what is. But again, those three tips are just meant to get you started on the path to discovery.
No, and I think it's a great, you know, there's a big buffet waiting for all of you in this book, but I think those three takeaways, making the time, knowing that you're worth the effort, that's the first thing. And, you know, dumping that denial, I think, is great, Steve. And I love number three about reconnecting and really looking back in your life and the common thread, the common feeling, the common desire, the common passion that you've had. You know, I was reading, I love psychological studies, and I was reading one that said, just to echo your point, that it's right around 12 or 13 that you really become aware of what it is that your unique gift is. So if we were all today on this call to think about, what was I doing at 12 or 13 that really blew me away, that I was really jazzed about, that I was really excited about, in your example, the painting. They say that that's a really great age, I guess, psychologically, to really discern what it is that your gift is. So, you know, those are all really great points. And I know you have some examples of people that actually did discover their what. And, you know, another thing that you mentioned about getting over that denial and the obstacles, and I know you're going to talk more about that because of the money and people dealing with, you know, those are all real practical questions. I don't have the money, I don't have the time, and all those things, but you have some thoughts to overcome that and take us out of those negative mindsets. But, you know, it's people like Walt Disney that got fired for not having any creative ideas. You know, it's people like that that always snap me out of it, you know, that stinking thinking. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes by him is, you know, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. So I think that idea that we have to dump that denial is really, really powerful. But can you give us some examples towards that end of people who discovered their what and what they're doing now to change the world?
Absolutely. And what I encourage people to think about here is that sometimes when you discover your what and you begin to pursue it, it's a 180-degree shift. Like, maybe you're nowhere even near what it is that you're compelled to do. And other times, it's more of a subtle shift where you're pretty darn close to what it is that you'd love to do, but you just need to modify slightly the path that you've taken to honor that. So I'll give you an example of both. There is a gentleman that I worked with. His name is Joe Amoya. And Joe is a chiropractor by trade. Went to school, opened a clinic, the whole thing, and really a healer. And, I mean, you talk about going the whole nine. I mean, student loans and thousands of hours. And, I mean, he was in it. He was a chiropractor. And one day he really woke up and said, you know what, I don't like what I'm doing here. This is not what I'm compelled to do. And after a pretty good period of time, he became clear that although he is certainly a healer, he wants to utilize those gifts in a different way, and he became clear that he wants to help people find love and develop meaningful relationships. And today he is known as the Smarter Dating Coach, and that's what he
does.
Oh,
that's great. What a great story.
Yeah, and that's what he does. And it's, I mean, that's a 180-degree shift from chiropractor to love practitioner or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's great.
But that's obviously a dramatic shift, and, of course, that takes time. And the second example I'll give to you is someone that made more of a subtle shift. And this woman's name, her first name is Laura, doesn't really matter what her last name is, but she's someone who went through the Reinvention Workshop with me. And the Reinvention Workshop, and you can find more information on that at thereinventionworkshop.com, is a one-day seminar where I help people in a small class setting become very clear on who they are and what they're compelled to do, and more importantly, start creating that plan of action for bringing it to fruition. And so we were in the class together, and I was trying to help her become clear on what her what is. And we knew that she had this love for teaching, and she was also a healer because she was a nurse and had been in nursing for 30-something years and was very good at it. But again, just kind of felt like a piece of the puzzle, probably the most important piece of that puzzle, was missing. And as we dug into it a little bit deeper and began to add some knowledge to the equation and identify who she really wants to share her gifts with, what we discovered is that she has an affinity for helping the elderly disadvantaged improve their lives. And so you can see how once you add the elderly disadvantaged and to add those two nouns to the equation, how everything changes. And so now what she's doing is she's applying her nursing skills to that specific genre, to that specific niche. And that's made all the difference. And she couldn't be any happier doing what she's doing now. And she's doing extraordinarily well focusing on that particular niche. And it's amazing because in her case, she was pretty close. And it wasn't this full-on 180-degree shift, but it was a very important subtle shift that she was able to make, and that has made all the difference.
Those are great examples, and that's one of the things that I like to do on the show is give listeners some practical, real-life examples, because as I was listening to you, and I'm sure other people listening were doing the same thing, somebody out there, you know, you're visualizing yourself in these scenarios. You see yourself in the story, and you ask, you know, well, if that person could do it, or maybe this is what I'm thinking about me, or, yeah, I identify with that one. And I think when those emotions jump out in our heart, it's that divine universe, God telling us, yeah, that's it. That's the right thing for you. That's the answer. So I love the repackaging, reinvention, you know, that whole idea that we're not finished yet and the best is yet to come at any moment. And those stories are great. I'm wondering if we could just, because I'm looking at the clock and I want to make sure that we cover a few things for listeners before they go and, you know, connect with you at your website and so forth. But I know that this is really a big thing. Job, stress, money, I love the self-help stuff. I'm really into it. But the pragmatic side of me, you know, I want you to tell people the silver lining that you would describe for them, you know, what this current economic situation could hold for them.
It's a little hard for people to get their arms around, and so I ask you just to keep an open mind as I take you through this, because if you've been unemployed or struggling financially, when I talk about the recession's big fat silver lining, it's pretty tough for many people to say, yeah, okay, I can buy into that. So just try to keep an open mind here. But I need to make clear for everyone that more money and more opportunities exist now, and more money's been made during downtimes than have ever been made when things are really good. And again, I know that seems counterintuitive, but that's absolutely the fact. And so there are three important opportunities that present themselves when times are tough, like they are now. And I'm not suggesting that everyone has to be an entrepreneur, and there's a lot of different ways to apply what I'm talking about, and we can get into some of that if we have time. But for now, just think about these opportunities insofar as how they may relate to you or someone you know. So number one, when times are tough, resources become widely available and are really just dirt cheap in the scheme of things. And so what I ask you to think about is that if you've been sitting in an idea and you know that you need certain things to make this happen, maybe you need a car or maybe you need an office or maybe you need a computer or whatever it might be, when times are tough, people are dumping assets to raise cash, period. And so I'll give you an example. There's an office space not too far from me that, boy, it's been vacant now for about 5 years. And I remember looking at it literally about 5 years ago, and it was, I think, $3,500 a month for that space. Well, today that space remains vacant, and I think they're asking $900 for that same space. And so when times are tough, people literally give things away. And so if you have, again, an equipment need or a space need or any sort of resource, you can negotiate, you can haggle. I mean, you can really get to some pretty darn good deals. And so that's something to keep in mind. But how do you finance that? Well, believe it or not, during down times, the second opportunity is that money is readily available. So if you've got an idea for something or you want to, I don't know, maybe help someone who's got a great idea, money is readily available. And again, that seems counterintuitive, but it's true. The banks that got us into this mess are getting immense pressure to get us out. Further, money only makes money when it's invested in something and there's upside. And so there's a lot of money right now on the sidelines in private equity and angel investors and venture capital, et cetera. And so, again, I know that may seem a bit sophisticated, but the fact of the matter is that if you have a good idea or know someone who does, you can raise money right now and get very competitive terms, because when times are tough, fewer opportunities exist, which means that you can demand better terms because there's fewer investment options. And number three, labor. when times are tough like they are now, people that used to make 100 grand a year, and whether or not they were worth 100 grand is a different story, but, you know, people that used to make a pretty good chunk are now, well, happy for 50 cents on the dollar. Maybe that same person will take a job for 40 or 50 cents on the dollar, maybe 40, 50 grand now if they were making 100 grand before. And further, yeah, it's interesting to see how some people may just want to partner with you. You know, maybe they're out of work. Maybe they've just been sitting around. They've got talent and knowledge, or maybe they'll be a mentor. Maybe, you know, you can just pick their brain, whatever it might be. But there are lots and lots of people out there that are desperate to find opportunities, to find jobs, and to find a future. And so between those three, it's certainly a great chance, a great opportunity to really put the wheels in motion and get, if you will, the heavy lifting done, so that when things start to turn around, you'll already have some good momentum going and you'll be ready for the full upswing.
You know, and I like the way, and I haven't been to one of your workshops, hopefully I will get to one, but I like the way that you communicate ideas. You just give us 1, 2, and 3 so that we're not, you know, saturated and overwhelmed. So you do break things down into pieces, bite-sized pieces that we can taste. If we want more, we can always connect with you and get the book and go to your workshops. But I think that those are three great silver linings steps to remember, and we need to write them down too, because I think we forget, and I love how you give the examples, I think we forget that a lot of people became really successful when everybody else said, you know, nothing good can come out of this time or this era. You know, there's always an example of someone who's overcome and beat the odds. But there's somebody in 786, and I hopefully they're still there, and you are on the air, 786-985, speaking with Steve. So go ahead and ask your question. Thanks for calling. 786, go ahead.
Oh, that is me. Good morning.
Hello, JT, one of our favorite listeners. JTL, how are you? How are you?
I am so good, so great, Deb. Thank you so very much. In fact, I just did the post on your Facebook that you are on, and I told me, and I'm like, you know, there is something so special about you that I would like all listeners to be aware of, is that you are a special person through whom life and love energies communicate with people. You would naturally go on and do things. I mean, for example, you post that, for me personally, that always happened with you. You would say something, you're not really aware of, okay, life and love use you to do things, to say things, but whosoever is listening to you with, out to single-mindedly, the message will come to that person to get that person's attention to specific area of this person's life that this person needs to meditate on. Thank you so, so very much, and I am listening.
Thank you very, very, very much, JTL, for calling in and listening with Steve and posting and advertising, because he has a great message, and I know that he's going to help a lot of people repackage themselves so that they can be the gift that keeps on giving. So thank you so much. Okay. JTL, we have a lot of great, I tell you, it's so much fun. The best part is always the listeners. I see a lot of people in the chat room, so if you had a question you wanted to call, it's 347-637-1318, and you can get a chance to ask Steve your question. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you, you know, have something in your heart that you'd just like to get some feedback on. It's a great opportunity to speak with Steve about that. You can type it in the chat, and I will read it to him. So, you know, your book won USA Best Self-Help Book of the Year. Now, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. And when people book and they read it, they're going to know why. But, you know, the Reinvention Workshop is also a huge hit. Tell people a little bit more about what they can expect attending that, because I think that these ideas you've given us in the show are awesome, but somebody wants to take it to the next step, that's a good way to make it happen, correct? So I want listeners to understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. So once a month, I hold a very small class workshop where there are 12 participants. And we spend the day together, and I take people through the process of becoming very clear on who they are and where in their life they're inherently wired to excel. And we look at your what and go through the exercise of discovering what your what is, and then create that plan of action for bringing your what to fruition. And so it's a very personalized experience. 98% of the people who attend leave with a very clear understanding of what their what is and how to make it happen. And so the success rate is very, very high. And it's just a wonderful day, and the friendships that are formed between the participants last for years. I've known this now for years, and there are people from some of the first workshops who still keep in touch, and actually some of them are working together. So it's an amazing experience, and we do that here in Chicago once a month, and we may take it across the country at some point here, but for right now, we do it just in Chicago. And that's once a month, and you can find out more information at thereinventionworkshop.com. And the next workshop is November 19th.
Okay, November 19th, everybody. So if you're in the Chicago area or you want to make a trip to Chicago, it's a great city. Love Chicago. You know, this is the time to do it. And I think as we get to the end of the year, I mean, I'm really into that, you know, Happy New Year theme. We all have great aspirations as the new year comes around. But taking that time to reflect, especially this time of the year, the end of this year, the beginning of next year, November, that's such a great date, Steve, you know, to really take that time for yourself. And if we don't ask the questions, we're not going to get the answers. And sometimes the most exciting, unexpected surprises will happen. You go to your workshop, you go to, you know, a lot of workshops, I guess you could say, or seminars if you're out there, and it's not only the content, but it's the people you meet. It's the inspirations that you get. It's, you know, you can't expect to have a beautiful garden growing if you don't take the time to put the seeds in the soil. Yet we think we're supposed to grow this happy life without taking the time, which gets back to your first point, of putting the effort into discovering what our what is, right?
You got it.
I am in the school of Steve. Yes, that's great. And if you want to discover what your what is, if you want to enjoy that journey to you, Steve's been there. He's done that. You don't have to wait. I mean, Steve's story that he shares with his stepfather in the hospital by the bedside, seeing the vision that, you know, his life was dedicated to chasing the almighty dollar. We all learn from each other. You can learn from Steve. Why wait? Don't wait to that time when you're at the bedside. Maybe it's going to be your own bedside and you're going to say, what did I do with my life? You're worth the effort. The world needs you. You're unique. You were born an original, as the old saying goes. Don't die a copy. And don't try to fit in when you were born to stand out. This is what Steve's expertise is. This is why he has the number one self-help book of the year in the USA Book Awards. You don't get that by accident. You don't fall at the top of the mountain by accident. You know, you have to have something that's worth it to get that award and to do the things that Steve's doing. And I think this reinvention workshop for anybody that can attend is going to be awesome. And connecting with you and signing up for your newsletter and getting a free copy of your book is amazing. Any other final thoughts that you want to leave with people today? And it's just really been a pleasure to have you on, Steve. Your tips are great and love what you are doing.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think that you really spoke eloquently there in terms of what I ask people to think about. And you're right. I mean, we each have that unique gift. We each have that inherent blueprint that we must heed, we must honor in order to make an inordinate difference in both our lives and the lives of others. And so what I ask people to really think about is, what is it that you know in your heart of hearts you should be doing? What is it that you are absolutely drawn to on a consistent basis? What keeps showing up in your life? Because if you can identify the consistent victories and the success that keeps showing up in your life, you will be more on path than you could ever imagine to discovering how you are naturally wired to excel. And ultimately, the world is waiting for you. And we all want you to discover that gift. I give the book away for free at journeytoyou.com because I want people to discover their gift. Because I know that if you go out and discover what it is that you're compelled to do and you pursue that with reckless abandon, you're going to make this world a better place, which ultimately makes my world a better place. And so that's why I give the book away, because I know that you have the ability to leave the type of legacy that you'd like to leave, and to be remembered not just in this for those people who walk this earth with you now, but also by those who walk this earth in lifetimes to come. That's the type of difference I hope to make, and that's the type of difference I encourage you to make.
Wow. Okay, everybody. I think that just about that says it all. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your gifts and for walking your talk and doing exactly what it is that you're telling us to do. You know, I'm dedicated to bringing listeners quality people who not only have words to share, but have love in action, have wisdom in action, you know, have that change in action, and you're doing it. So, you know, come back and continue to share with us all your wisdom, because we really do appreciate you, Steve, and it's great what you're doing, and just can't thank you enough. So,
yeah,
it's just been a
pleasure. Yeah, and I really do appreciate you having me on. So best of luck and continued success with the show.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, and speaking to that, how do we stay on the air? How do you keep us going and growing? Well, it's because of you. We are now over 28,000 listeners in just about a year's time. We've been rated in the top 1 and 2% on BTR in categories such as self-help, family, fitness, woman, business. I think there's a couple others in there, but I cannot thank you and let you know that this show is brought to you by you. If you don't go out and tell somebody about Steve, forward this link, download on iTunes, give a rating, tweet, put it on Facebook, as JTL was saying he does. You know, we all help each other, and, you know, you only get to keep in this life what you give away. So if Steve's made a difference for you, connect with him. Go to Facebook. Thank him. Tell him you enjoyed the show. Replay it. You know, sometimes you have to recycle the mind vitamins to get them to stick in, you know. You have to put a little fertilizer on the soil around the seed you planted. So listen to this again and do some of these things. And remember, you're not alone. We're all in this together. There's a lot of things that we do every day that we don't complain about, brushing our teeth, taking showers, like Zig Ziglar said, people that say, oh, that motivational stuff, you know, that just doesn't work. That's just all a bunch of rah-rah, yada, yada stuff. Well, Zig Ziglar's answer to that was, yeah. You think it doesn't last? Well, it doesn't stop you from taking a shower every day, does it? You know, there's a lot of things we do in our life that don't necessarily last, that we do a lot. And if I have to water my plant every day, and so do you, or at least a couple times a week, then why shouldn't we have to re-energize ourselves with Steve's message again? And maybe there's something new that'll strike you. So sign up for his class if you can get there in November. Get that book. And make sure that you share this show with a friend. And thank you for making us a success. The Best People We Know radio show is for best people like you. So go out, make it a great day, and remember, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, to be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, the sky is green and the grass is blue, turning your upside-down world right side up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.